我今天的题目是一条新命令。
The topic for today's teaching is a new commandment.
如果你有圣经的话，打开约翰一书第二章第七节到第十一节。
Please open your Bible to 1 John chapter 2, verses 7 to 11.
约翰一书第二章第七节。亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道，带着我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的。因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。人若说自己在光中，光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他早已经还在黑暗里。爱弟兄的，就是住在光明中，在他并没有暗点的缘由；唯独恨弟兄的，住在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他的眼睛瞎了。
First John chapter 2 verse 7. Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is in him and you, because the darkness is passing, and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light, but hates his brother, is still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded him. First John, it talks about this new commandment also.
我们其实约翰 讲这条命令不是新的。
And John said this is actually not a new commandment.
老早就有了。
This actually has been all along.
如果你看第七节的话，你就明白。
And if you look at verse 7, you understand.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。
Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one.Which you have had since the beginning.
所以约翰讲这条命令不是新的，乃是旧的。
So John said this is not a new commandment, but an old one.
然而约翰又说这条命令是新的。
But then again, John said this is also a new commandment.
新的不是因为它在时间上新。
It is new not in the sense of time.
而是在品质上是新的。
But in the sense of quality.
在这个希腊文里面，这个新这个形容词有两个意思。
In the Greek language, the word new has two adjectives.
第一个意思就是讲到在时间上的新。
One points to the sense of time.
第二就是讲到在品质上的新。
And the second one points to the sense of quality.
如果我们要用这个时间上的新来形容比如说形容一台从这个车厂里面出来的一辆新车。
But we don't use this word new in a sense of timing. We can use it to describe a new car who has just come out of the car factory.
这辆车是在时间上它是新的。
So in a sense of time, it is a new car.
但是如果一辆很特殊的车从来在市场上没有看过的
But if it is a special edition car and this car has never been seen in the market before
然后它的新是在品质上它是新的
Then the new used to describe this car would be about its quality
这条新命令就好像这台很特殊的车一样
And so this new commandment is just like this special edition car
从来在市场上从来没有见过。
It has never been seen in the market.
今天所做这个爱人，看起来又是新又是旧。
The love that we have talked about today looks like it's new and also old.
有一点矛盾。
Seems like it's in conflict.
自从神创造人之后，爱已经存在了。
Ever since God created man, love exists.
在旧约圣经里面。神告诉人要去爱神，也要去爱人。
In the Old Testament, God tells men to love man and love God.
生命记第六章第五节说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。”
In Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5, it says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength."
利未记十九章十八节说：“不可报仇，也不可埋怨你本国的子民。”却要爱人如己，我是耶和华。
In Leviticus chapter 19 verse 18, it also says, "Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord."
当耶稣基督来到世界上的时候
，And when Jesus was on earth,
他把整个律法和先知的道理归纳成两条大诫命。
He summarized all the laws and commandments into two commandments.
这两条大诫命，第一就是你要尽心、尽意、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And one of the big commandments is that you need to love your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind.
第二，你要爱人如己。
And the second one is love your neighbor as yourself.
之后，耶稣基督却设立了一条新的命令。
And then Jesus established a new commandment.
这新的命令就是告诉我们要彼此相爱。
And this new commandment tells us to love one another.
所以这个彼此相爱这个命令在时间上不是新的。
So this love one another commandment in the sense of time, it is not a new one.
但是在品质上却是新的。
But when you talk about quality, it is a new commandment.
因为主耶稣基督的缘故。
Because of Jesus Christ.
彼此相爱这诫命有了新的含义。
Love one another has a new meaning.
从今天的经文我们可以看到三方面说明这条命令是新的。
And from the scripture today, we can see in three different aspects that this commandment is new.
第一，按照彼此相爱的命令的重要性是新的。
First of all, the importance of this commandment is new.
如果你记得的话，前两个星期我讲到认识神。
If you remember, 2 weeks ago, I talked about knowing God.
一个认识神，其中的一个特征就是遵守神的诫命。
And one of the characteristics of knowing God is that you would follow His command.
然后当时约翰讲到遵守神的诫命。
And John talked about obeying the command.
但是他没有告诉我们到底这个诫命是什么诫命。
But then he didn't tell us at that time.What commandment is that?
他只是普遍的提到神的诫命，他提到这个关于怎样去遵守这个诫命。
He only talked about in general terms the command and how to follow the command.
但是今天的经文谈到一条新的命令。
But the scripture today tells us there is a new command.
在旧约圣经里面，彼此相爱这条命令是在诫命里面其中的一条。
And in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, this love one another is actually one of many commandments.
但是这条旧的命令却被升高成为一条重要的命令。
But this old commandment has been lifted to be a new one.
当耶稣基督来到这个世界上的时候，他重申这条旧的命令。
And when Jesus comes to this earth, he renewed this commandment.
把这个旧的命令升高成为一条新的命令
，and he lifted this old commandment to become a new one，
并且是一条非常重要的命令
，and it become a very important commandment。
所以，当我们看圣经的时候，旧约跟新约的时候，我们看到这条新的命令渐渐的显明出来。
And as we read the Bible from old to new, testament, then you gradually see the emergence of this.
保罗在罗马书十三章第八节讲到这条新命令。
Paul talked about this new commandment in Romans chapter 13 verse 8.
凡事不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就是完全的律法。
Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man.
当我们彼此相爱的时候，圣经告诉我们，我们就完全了这个律法。
When we love one another, the Bible said that we have fulfilled this law.
当我们去爱一个人的时候，我们不会欺骗他。
When we love someone, we will not cheat on that person.
我们不会偷他的。
We will not steal from him.
我们也不会伤害他。
And we will not harm him.
我们所做的都是为了他的好处而去做。
Whatever we do it for his good.
所以，约翰说这条彼此相爱的命令是一条新的命令。
And so John said this commandment is a new one.
他说这个重要性是新的。
It's because it is so important.
这条新的命令不是神诫命中其中的一条。
This new commandment is not just one of many commandments.Of God.
而是首要的。
But it is the preeminent one.
我们圣经刚才能读，他说从起初的时候就已经有了。
And just now we read the Bible, it was there in the very beginning.
起初的意思就是讲到当一个人信耶稣那个时刻。
In the very beginning means the time when a person accepts Christ.
当一个人信耶稣的时候，这个新的命令就在他的心里了。
And so as soon as a person accepts Christ, this commandment is in his heart.
换句话说，一个人信耶稣之后，他的心里面就有了这条新的命令。
In other words, as soon as a person accepts Christ, this commandment is in him.
不是等到五年或者十年之后才有这个彼此相爱的那种态度。
It is not waiting for 3 to 5 years.And then you have the actual loving one another.
所以一个人相信耶稣之后，他必须除去心中的不义，然后去爱别人。
So when you accept Christ, you will get rid of your unrighteousness in your heart, and you will begin to love others.
如果一个人的生命没有表现出这种爱的话， 很可能他还活在罪恶当中。
It is very possible that he still lives in sin.
很可能他没有这个重生的生命。
It is very possible that he does not have this new life.
因为在圣经里面，以多书第三章第三节这么说。
Because in Titus chapter 1 verse 3 it says,
我们从前也是无知悖逆受迷惑，不是各样的私欲和厌乐，常存恶毒，嫉妒心是可恨，就是彼此相恨。
It says, for we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by men and hating one another.
但是你看到一个有重生生命的人。
But when you see someone who has a born again life,
神的爱必然会彰显在他的身上。
God's love will be shown to him.
他的生命也必会改变。
His life will change.
众人也看到他是主耶稣基督的门徒。
And people will see that he is a follower of Christ.
因为他以爱去对待。
Because he treats others with love.
使徒约翰被称为是爱的使徒。
The disciple John was called the disciple of love.
如果你看约翰福音或者约翰一书的话，你看到使徒约翰经常提到爱的事情。
If you read the Gospel of John and First John, or the letters of John, then you see that he mentions love all the time.
使徒约翰不单讲爱，他也在他的生命里面实践出来。
John not only talk about love, but he also show it through his life.
在这个约翰还没有认识耶稣之前，
but before John had met Jesus,
他是一个脾气非常暴躁的人。
He is a person of temper.
为什么这样讲？
Why would I say that?
因为使徒约翰他另外的名是雷子。
Because his nickname is the son of thunder.
Son of thunder, 有没有见过这样的人？
Have you ever seen such a person?
他突然间他会爆炸。
All of a sudden he will explode.
有一次这个约翰跟雅各跟耶稣在一起的时候。
One time when James, John and Jesus were together.
然后他们来到一个地方，看到那些人看得很不顺眼。
They came to a place and they see a lot of people with sin.
他就告诉耶稣说好不好把火从天降下来把他们解决掉。
And so he told Jesus, he said, Lord, do you want me to ask the fire to come from heaven and burn them all up?
然后当这个使徒约翰他认识耶稣之后，
But after John comes to know Jesus,
他的生命就开始改变。
His life began to change.
他就以爱，以耶稣基督爱来对待别人。
He treats others with the love of Jesus.
这条新的命令是新的。
This commandment is a new one.
因为它的重点是新的。
Because of its importance.
那么第二，这条新的命令是新的。
Secondly, why is it a new commandment?
它是新的，因为它的标准是新的。
It is new because of its standard.
你看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
这条新命令在主是真的，在你们也是真的。
Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and you.
耶稣基督以爱待别人。
Jesus brings love to others.
所以相信跟随他的人也应当以爱去待别人。
And the followers of him should also treat others with love.
主耶稣是我们彼此相爱的那个标准。
Jesus Christ is the standard of how we love others.
他也是我们最高的榜样。
He is also our highest model.
主耶稣基督的爱是我们没有办法去衡量的。
His love is really not something that we can fathom.
他的爱就好像诗篇里面讲到，好像耶和华的爱多么长阔，多么高深。
His love is just like what was mentioned in Psalm. It is how deep and how wide.
从耶稣基督的生平里面，我们看到主耶稣基督的生命充满了这个爱。
And from Jesus' life, we can see that his life was filled with love.
他从来没有恨恶过别人。
He had never hated anyone.
他也没有那种报复那种态度。
He had never wanted to seek revenge.
他经常与罪人一起同在。
He often was found to be with sinners.
希望把这个爱带给他。
hoping to give them this love.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣基督甚至爱他的敌人。
And the Bible tells us that Jesus even loved his enemies.
他爱那些把他钉在十字架上的人。
He loved those who nailed him on the cross.
在他的生命还没有结束之前，主耶稣在十字架上这么说。
And before Jesus' life ended, he said this on the cross.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
He said, Father, forgive them because they know not what they have done.
有哪一个人好像耶稣基督这样
？Who can be like Jesus？
当他经历到极大痛苦的时候，他能够讲出这样的话
？And as he was suffering under great pain, he can still say something like that.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Father, forgive them because they know not what they have done.
这条新的命令在主耶稣基督的生命里，在他的教导里面，在他的死里面显明出来了。
This new commandment was totally exemplified in Jesus' life and his death.
主耶稣直到这条旧的命令成为一条新的命令。
And Jesus made this old commandment into a new one.
这条新的命令就是要我们彼此相爱。
And this new commandment is for us to love one another.
主耶稣成为这个新的命令的一个标准。
And Jesus became the standard of this new commandment.
他成为我们生命中最高的榜样。
And that he became our highest standard, to follow.
我们怎么知道这个爱的标准
？How do we know the love standard?
我们怎么能够去衡量这个爱
？How do we, measure this love?
如果我们要知道的话，我们就去看主耶稣。
And if we want to know, then just look at Jesus.
我们不能够看任何人。
We cannot look at man.
因为人的标准能够使到我们失望。
Because many standards can give us this pain.
这条命令是新的。
This commandment is new.
第八节说，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。
In verse 8 it says, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining.
主耶稣来到树上的时候，圣经告诉我们，他是世界上的光。
When Jesus comes to earth, the Bible told us that He is the light of the world.
他照耀整个黑暗的世界。
And that He shines upon the darkness in the world.
光和黑暗是敌对的。
Light and darkness is opposite.
但是当光照耀的时候，黑暗就消失了。
And when light is there shining, darkness will be diminished.
光带来爱。
Light brings forth love.
但是黑暗却带来憎恨。
But darkness brings forth hatred.
圣经告诉我们，光已经胜过了这个黑暗。
But the Bible tells us that light has already overcome darkness.
所以我们能够坦然无惧地来到神的面前，来到弟兄姐妹的面前，彼此相爱。
And that we can come before God without fear. We can come before brothers and sisters without fear and love one another.
因为黑暗已经渐渐地过去了。
Because darkness has come to pass.
今天的经文说明这条新的命令是新的。
The Bible says this commandment is new.
第一，它带给我们新的重点。
First of all, it has given us a new importance.
第二，它带给我们新的标准。
Secondly, it brings us a new standard.
第三，它带给我们一个新的经历。
The third reason is that it has given us a new experience.
这新的经历就记载在第九节到十一节。
The new experience is recorded in verse 9 to 11.
这几节经文谈到光明和黑暗的差别。
These verses tell us the difference between light and darkness.
如果一个基督徒活在光明当中的时候
if a Christian lives in light,
他必会与神相交
He will have fellowship with God.
他也会与弟兄姐妹相交
He will also have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
光和爱是共存的
Light and love coexist.
憎恨和黑暗是共存的
Hatred and darkness coexist.
光跟黑暗是不能够共存的。
But light and darkness cannot coexist.
同样的，爱跟憎恨是不能够在一起的。
And similarly, love and hatred cannot coexist.
哥林多前书十三章告诉我们。
And In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 it tells us.
爱是很有忍耐。
Love is patient.
又有恩慈。
It's kind.
爱是不嫉妒。
Love is not jealous.
爱是不自夸。
Or boastful.
不张狂。
It is not arrogant.
不做害羞的事。
Nor rude.
不求自己的益处。
Love does not insist on its own way.
不轻易发怒。
It is not irritable.
不计算人的恶。
Not resentful.
不喜欢不义。
It does not rejoice at wrong.
只喜欢真理。
But rejoices in the right.
凡事包容。
Love bears all things.
凡事相信。
Believes all things.
凡事盼望。
Hopes all things.
凡事忍耐。
Endures all things.
有首诗歌爱的真谛。
There is a song, that is called Dance of Love.
所以这歌词就是从圣经里面拿出来的。
All the lyrics come from this scripture.
但是当我们唱的时候，我们是否了解它的含义？
But when we sing it, do we truly understand what it is saying?
经文很容易读。
Very easy to read the scripture.
歌很容易唱。
Very easy to sing the song.
但是当我们要去爱一个人的时候，
But if we are going to love someone,
我们就感觉到不容易。
Then it is not so easy.
特别要爱那些不可爱的人的时候。
Especially to love those who are not so lovable.
我们必须要靠着神的力量去爱这些人。
We have to love them with God's power.
第九节说，人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄。
In verse 9 it says, anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother.
我们这个人说他活在爱活在光明当中，但是他没有去爱其他的弟兄姐妹。
If someone says he lives in the light and yet he does not love his brothers and sisters.
讲是很容易，有时做是非常的困难。
Talk is cheap, but action is difficult.
雅各书谈到这个听道和行道的道理。
And in the book of James, it also talk about living the word.
他还用那个例子来形容一个听到和没有行道的人。
And it used an example to talk about this.
就像一个人对着镜子照，在镜子面前照。
It's like anyone who is standing in front of a mirror.
看到自己的面目。
He looks at himself.
看见之后，随意就忘记他相貌如何。
He goes away and immediately forget what he looks like.
每天早上的时候，我想每一个人都会第一件事情到镜子里面去照。
I'm sure everyone, the first thing you do when you get up in the morning is to go in front of the mirror.
有没有人没有到镜子面前去照的？
Anyone who does not go and look at himself in the mirror.
然后就去上班或者去上学。
And then you go to work or go to school.
通常都会到镜子面前去照一照。
Usually you will at least go and take a look.
看看脸有没有脏。
See if there's any dirt on your face.
或者头有没有梳好。
If your hair is okay.
姐妹们可能用的时间更长。
The sisters will probably spend a lot more time in front of the mirror.
然后他们离开之后，他们就忘记自己的相貌。
And as they left, and then they forget what they just looked like.
而雅各就用这个例子来形容一个听到而没有行道的人。
James uses it as an example to tell of a person who hears the word and yet he does not live it.
很多时候，当我们看圣经的时候，我们看了就忘记了。
A lot of times we read the Bible and then you forget about what it just said.
希望你有看圣经。
Hopefully you have read the Bible.
但是我知道有些人完全没有看。
And I know some of you never read the Bible.
那么读了圣经。都忘记了，而没有把神的话语实行出来。
Read the Bible and then you forget the Bible. You never live what the Bible tells.
那么雅各讲，就好像一个人来到镜子面前照一照，然后他忘记他的面目，当他离开的时候。
And so James says, you're just like a person who look at yourself in the mirror, left, and then immediately forget what you look like.
我们刚才这经文告诉我们，一个恨弟兄的人，他是活在你的黑暗里面。
So the scripture just tells us that if you hate your brother, then you are still in the darkness.
他不单活在黑暗里面，他也在黑暗里面行走。
Not only is he still in the darkness, he is living in the darkness.
也不知道他到哪里去。
He does not know where he's going.
因为黑暗直到他的眼睛已经瞎了。
Because the darkness has blinded him.
一个恨弟兄的人，圣经告诉我们，他的眼睛已经瞎了。
A person who hates his brother is like his eyes already blind.
他看不到真理。
He cannot see the truth.
他也不知道他自己的做，他所做的是不对的。
He does not know whether what he is doing is right.
因为他在黑暗里面，他也会跌倒。
Because if he lives in darkness, he will stumble.
他也会使到别人跌倒。
He will also cause others to stumble.
真恨是一个非常可怕的东西。
Hatred is a very scary thing.
他会带来凶煞。
He can bring forth murder.
一个人气煞人是因为他的心里面有那种真恨。
A person can kill another is because of his hatred.
圣经里面谈到一位古代的波斯王。
The Bible talks about a king in Persia.
他有一位种族叫做哈曼。
He has a chief called Haman.
如果你要知道这个故事的话，你去看圣经旧约以斯帖书。
If you want to know about this person, go read the Old Testament, the book of Esther.
哈曼他恨恶这个犹太人。
Haman hated the Jews.
所以他计划把所有的犹太人把他们解决掉。
So he planned to exterminate them.
在第二次世界大战的时候。
And during the Second World War.
德国的希特勒。
Hitler from Germany.
他恨犹太人。
He hated the Jews.
所以在第二次世界大战的时候，他杀了百万的犹太人。
And so during the Second World War, he had killed millions of Jews.
是的，恨是一个很可怕的东西。
Yes, hatred is a very scary thing.
所以今天的经文告诉我们要彼此相爱。
The scripture today tells us we need to love one another.
我们要把这个爱彰显出来。
We need to show our love.
这个彼此相爱的爱到底是什么样的爱？
So,What kind of love is this love one another?
有时候我们中文跟英文只有一个字形容爱。
In Chinese or in English, we only have one word to describe love.
I love you, 我爱你，就是一个字吧。
So love is only one word.
但是在希腊文里面却有三个字来形容爱。
But in Greek, there are three words that describe love.
这个爱就是 agape, 就是那种最高超的爱。
The love that he's talking about here is the highest level that is agape love.
不是一般人所想象的爱。
Not the love, the ordinary love you and I talk.
我爱冰淇淋。
I love ice cream.
我爱吃榴莲啊。
I love durian.
我爱是因为你爱我。
I love because you love me.
这个爱是不付任何条件的爱。
This love is.Without condition.
包括爱我们的敌人
including love your enemy.
包括爱那些不可爱的人
including love those unlovable.
这种爱不是出于我们的感受
this kind of love is not out of our feelings.
这种爱是出于我们的意志
this love is out of our will.
我们去爱是因为神爱我们
we love because God has loved us.
不是因为我们感觉到心里面很舒服，我们去爱。
Not because I feel great in my heart and therefore I love.
我们去爱，因为神先爱我。
We love because God has loved us first.
我们爱那些包括那些不可爱的人。
We love those, including those who are not lovable.
在你的生命中，是否有人对你不好？
In your life, are there people who have treated you wrong?
在你的生命中，是否有人对你不友善？
In your life, has there been unfriendly people?
主耶稣也有很多人对他不好。
Jesus is the same way. A lot of people treated him wrong.
曾鞭打他，甚至把他钉在十字架上。
They flogged him. They nailed him on the cross.
但是在他的生命还没有结束之前，他对天父说。
But before his life ended on the cross, he said,
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
He said, Father, forgive them because they know not what they have done.
请弟兄姐妹持守这条新的命令。
And please, brothers and sisters, obey this command.
让这条新的命令在你的生活里面彰显出来。
And may this new commandment be shown through our lives.